This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Allison Keys in Washington. The suspect in that mass shooting in Philadelphia has been arraigned on 5 counts of murder after police say the 40-year-old rampaged through the city streets, randomly firing at people. District Attorney Larry Krasner just spoke to the community.
This office is 100% committed to the vigorous prosecution of this mass killer, and we will do justice in court with this case.
People are trying to get home from their 4th of July holidays, but those who are flying are facing weather woes. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
We're watching Denver because Denver seems to get thunderstorms now every day. Chicago, Charlotte, Atlanta, Miami, Orlando, Tampa. You're looking at potential ground stops and delays and disruptions.
People at the beaches on Long Island are keeping out of the water as several shark attacks were reported over the past several days, including off of Fire Island. WCBS TV's Dick Brennan.
The Quogue Village Beach, a 47-year-old man suffered lacerations to the knee, and at Robert Moses, a teen girl felt teeth grabbing her lower left leg. Long Island had 8 shark bites last year. Over the previous 150 years, only about a dozen were reported. So is this the new normal?
That's part of the life cycle of the ocean. There's dolphins, there's sharks, there's whales. I mean, there's schools of fish, and they're just doing what they do.
The Secret Service is investigating the discovery of cocaine at the White House. CBS's Stephen Portnoy with more.
The powdered substance was discovered late Sunday in the West Wing, in an area sources say that isn't a personal office, but rather a common space frequented by White House staffers and sometimes guests. A law enforcement source tells CBS News the powder was found in a storage cubby regularly used to hold cell phones.
There is pushback over possible changes to U.S. citizenship test. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
Citizen and Immigration Services is proposing an update to the 15-year-old exam, which would add a speaking section to assess English skills, where an officer would show photos of things like the weather or meals and ask the applicant to describe them verbally. Another possible change, making the U.S. and government section multiple choice instead of the current oral short answer format.
In Iowa.
What do we want? What do we want?
A possible strike by UPS drivers is getting closer as talks over a new contract fell apart yesterday. The Teamsters say the company presented an offer that the union finds to be badly inadequate. The current contract for more than 340,000 workers expires July 31st. The union says UPS has plenty to give its workers, but the company doesn't want to. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Cameron Hall.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Divers have found the bodies of 3 swimmers who went under in the Mississippi River on Monday near Stillwater, Minnesota. Authorities resumed their search after looking since Monday night. Witnesses say 2 men were swimming near the confluence of the Vermilion and Mississippi Rivers. When they started to struggle, a 3rd man went under to try to help. All 3 vanished. This summer's drought is affecting corn crops. Knee-high by the 4th of July is not the rule this growing season. The president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union tells Channel 19 in La Crosse that moisture has been uneven this summer and he's concerned about the time corn is supposed to come to maturity. Aaron Von Ruden says farmers with irrigation systems are faring better. Corn prices are expected to soar if this year's crop is too small. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and board operator, engineer, producer extraordinaire, Mr. Aaron Zomeris. Mr. Zomeris, always glad to have you along on an afternoon. There it is, the Geico Camel. Fantastic.
I don't know how I keep earning more more qualifiers or more titles.
Because you're the Iron Man. You're the Iron Man of civic media. You can do three events and keep on running.
I don't know. I think the Iron Man title goes to people more like Brian or Luke.
Well, our engineers, yeah. You know, Brian, Corey, those guys, Luke. But it takes a village, as they say, and always happy to have Mr. Zomeris along with us on the board. It is now 7 past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is the 5th of July, Wednesday, 2023. Glad to have you along with us as well. A little bit more of a weather update for you in case you're listening to us on WMDX here in Madison or up in WISS in Oshkosh as well. Some more thunderstorm warnings right now to update you on as I bring it up on my phone. Just south of Madison now, more in, well, kind of the southern Dane County and northwestern Rock County. The severe thunderstorm warning now and for about another 10 minutes for places like Evansville, also Stoughton, who already got hit once, Fulton, Edgerton, all those areas, Milton, are going to be in the way of this storm, perhaps even Fort Atkinson here in the not too different future. So again, if you are in the area of Evansville, Stoughton, Fulton, Edgerton, Milton, and Fort Atkinson, be aware there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 2:15. There is another severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 2:15 as well, just to the east of Fort Atkinson and north of Whitewater. So places like Rome, Wisconsin, Oak Hill, Sullivan, Helenville, Concord, over to Dousman, Summit, and Oconomowoc. So Oconomowoc might be listening on WAUK out of Waukesha and Milwaukee. So be aware of some severe weather there as well. Also just south of Hartford, if you're again in Oxiana, again, Oconomowoc area, Rubicon, Hartford area, West Bend also in the line of some of these storms as well. So again, for southern Dane County, northern Rock County, and then over to the Fort Atkinson's area in Jefferson County, be aware we have some severe thunderstorm warnings right now. Also in the Milwaukee area, severe thunderstorm warning. It's going to end here at 3 o'clock, and that is for basically kind of downtown Milwaukee over to the coastline, all the way up along the coast just east of Whitefish Bay and Shorewood, Cudahy, just right over to the shoreline by Cudahy. So lots of severe weather. Also, there's a severe storm right now over just south of Sheboygan near Cedar Grove and Belgium. So all kinds of severe weather breaking out across the parts, mostly, as I look at the radar right now, across eastern and south central Wisconsin. So be aware of those severe storms and keep an eye to the sky. Certainly need the rain this hour, but we do not need these severe storms. Keep it tuned here to your local Civic Media Media radio station, and we will continue to update you with the weather as we go throughout the afternoon. It is 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock now. Todd Allball along with Mr. Zommers. Welcome your calls this hour if you want to weigh in on the subject we were talking about last hour, which was the Ron DeSantis ad and this anti-trans, anti-gay ad. Welcome your calls on that. What it kind of means for the Republican Party to go this dark. And I haven't seen, again, this kind of happened over the weekend. I've been looking for someone in the Republican Party, some prominent leader, to call this out and say, look, this is just not okay. I mean, it doesn't matter what your position on things like marriage equality are. All right? You can be anti-marriage equality for personal reasons or religious reasons, what have you. But to have a candidate, a major candidate for president of the United States, to go so far as calling for the extinction of other human beings, other Americans, it's atrocious in my opinion. Video more than a minute long, put out, as we said, by Proud Elephant and shared by the DeSantis War Room. Says, to wrap up Pride Month, let's hear from the politician who did more than any other Republican to celebrate it. And of course, celebrating, tongue-in-cheek, meant that going after LGBTQ plus people. And what's, I almost use the term funny. It's not funny, but what's interesting, what's just weird to me is, and we played this, we might play it again, Mr. Zommer, as we come back to the break. The Democrats, Joe Biden, are talking about all these accomplishments on the economy, on inflation. Have you filled up your gas tank lately? Not nearly as expensive as it was last summer. Democrats are talking about actual issues that matter to each and every American. Meanwhile, major candidates for the Republican nomination for president are talking about things like transgender bathrooms. And again, you know, if you haven't been, we'll talk about it more. If you haven't been to a gender-neutral bathroom, again, think about going to a line of outhouses, porta-potties, and a country music festival. That's essentially what it is, all right? We'll come back and talk about that. Also in this hour, did the pandemic make you or us worse drivers? I think yes. We'll talk about it after this. Stay with us. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
May lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Again, be aware throughout the state right now, a lot of severe weather moving through different parts of the state. Some parts are probably sunshiny and look great. You say, Todd, what's going on? But again, it's a statewide program, and so we do our best to keep everybody aware. It looks like the most severe weather at this hour, just checking the statewide radar. It's basically a line from just south of Madison, Wisconsin, down towards Oregon and Evansville, over through Stoughton and that area. There is a severe thunderstorm warning that is set to expire just about now. But then the same storm is going to move into Fort Atkinson. And now it looks like there are two severe thunderstorm warnings. One severe thunderstorm warning, again, near Fort Atkinson, just to the east of that, north of Whitewater, that's going to be expiring right now. There is a brand new special weather statement, a strong thunderstorm approaching northeastern Rock, southeastern Dane, southwestern Jefferson counties, and that one is through until 3 p.m. So if you're in areas such as Oconomowoc, Summit, Heartland, Pewaukee, and Waukesha right now, be aware that this storm is headed your way. So especially for our listeners, not only in the WMDX listenership, WISS out of Oshkosh, but also WAUK out of Waukesha, be aware that there is now a special weather statement for a line of storms moving towards Waukesha, Pewaukee, Heartland, Wales, Oconomowoc, and Summit, and that is in effect until 3 p.m. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm near Stoughton heading east at 30 miles per hour. This storm is going to have winds in excess of 40 miles per hour, also pea-sized hail associated with this storm. So that one in effect until 3 p.m. Oconomowoc, Waukesha area, Summit, Heartland, Wales. Be aware of that storm going on right now. Also, just looks like basically if you hopefully are not out on the water right now, but along the Wisconsin border and Lake Michigan shoreline, just east of Racine, north of Kenosha, we have a special marine warning going until 3:45 along the Lake Michigan near shore and open waters to the mid-lake point. Do not be out on the water right now. Same thing for the waters just to the east of Milwaukee, a special warning out there right now. And then moving up to, looks like the Plymouth area right now, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Sheboygan County in east central Wisconsin. That one going until 2:30 this afternoon. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for the northeastern Sheboygan County area in east central Wisconsin. And then it looks like one more special marine warning for the waters right along the shoreline of Sheboygan, and that marine warning going until 3:45 this afternoon. Also just north of Green Bay, near Suamico and Abram is right now, not severe, but very strong warning, very strong storms, that is, up in that area of the state as well. So basically, if you took a line just south of Madison near Oregon and then kind of went diagonally up to the stomping grounds of Mr. Zomers as a kid, Manitowoc, if you drew kind of that diagonal line that would go from Madison northeastward from Madison Manitowoc, that whole line in there, lots of strong storms right now. So anywhere, say, from Manitowoc to Sheboygan, West Bend, Watertown, Menominee Falls, Oconomowoc, Waukesha, just north of Janesville right now, over to Lake Mills and Stoughton. That entire area of south central and eastern Wisconsin right now experiencing strong storms, Mr. Somers. Not what you would want back home in Manitowoc.
Not exactly.
Not exactly at all. But we will continue to watch these storms for you. We'll bring you any new warnings that may come out here in the moments that we have on the air in the next 45 minutes or so. Appreciate you keeping it tuned right here to the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Welcome your calls. Can talk about a couple of things here. Again, to finish up this thought on the DeSantis campaign, pudding fingers DeSantis because he eats pudding with his fingers. That's the kind of guy he is, you understand? He puts out these hateful videos calling for the termination of people and then eats pudding with his hands. I mean, can you really trust a guy that eats pudding with his hands? I don't think so. Here's the deal. When you think about this, and people get all bent out of shape about gender-neutral bathrooms, all right? If you go to a proper gender-neutral bathroom, and there's one, I think there are sponsors here on the Civic Media Network, Delta Beer Lab in Madison, Wisconsin. Ever been to Mr. Zomers?
I would like to, but I haven't yet.
Delta Beer Lab, let me tell you, I know these folks. I've had their beer, fantastic beer, over in, well, now it's technically Fitchburg, but not too far from John Nolan on Rimrock, just off of Rimrock Road in the Novation campus in Madison. Delta Beer Lab, a great place to have a beer, but also they built the thing specifically with a gender-neutral bathroom. Here's what it is. There's no door on it. Basically, the walls just kind of like, you have to turn a couple of times, so there's not a door. You just turn so nobody can see in there. But when you get inside, there's a bank of sinks to wash your hand and towels and soap. And then there's, I think if I remember correctly, kind of a U or a wall of stalls. And the doors go, and the walls, each stall go down to the floor.
They have exactly the same thing at IO, an arcade bar that's downtown in Madison.
Really?
Where it's just one big bathroom in the back.
Right. And nobody can, and here's the thing. I'm not going to be too graphic, but I'm going to point this out because I don't think people realize this sometimes. Think about this from a physical standpoint. If you have a transgender person, all right, and let's say this is a transgender female, unless they've gone through surgery, transitional surgery, they're probably going to go to a stall or a transgender male. So, I mean, even if it's not a proper trans or a proper non-gender bathroom, you know, nobody's standing out in the open, you know, going to the bathroom. You can't see each other. It's all in the private stall. Again, it's not unlike going to a country music festival in rural Wisconsin where there's a line of porta potties. And you stand outside to go in, you shut the door, you do your business, you come out, as Mr. Zomer said, hopefully you use the wash sink. You wash your hand, you go on your way. And as Trigvy Olsen said last hour, what DeSantis and this ilk of wing of Republicans are doing here is just putting out absolute hate and things that are not true to gin people up rather than talking about things like economic issues where we should have a spirited debate about. What do you think about this? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Number to call in, join us. We'd love to have you, 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy, 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. Let's go to the phones. We were talking about Oconomowoc just a moment ago. Some severe weather down there. Bill in Oconomowoc, how's the weather down there? Give us an on-site report.
On-site report, okay. It's raining, but it's the rain we need, and it's not going to last long enough, but at least it's rain.
All right, well, that's good to hear. It looks like there may be some stronger storm or some stronger winds and pea-sized hail, so be careful of that. But yes, the rain we absolutely need. Thank you for that weather report. Now, probably not why you called, but Bill, what's on your mind?
No, here's what's on my mind. How can the far right, they worry about LGBT, what beer you're drinking, and gas stoves. But when it comes to domestic terrorism, they don't even talk about it. They won't, if domestic terrorism takes over and rules our country, you won't need to concentrate on who drinks Bud Light or LGBT people. Right. You will have a lot more serious consequences, but it's like their house is burning. They run across the street to the neighbors and say, look, you got a dandelion in your lawn. But the neighbor says, wait a minute, your house is burning. Right. Forget about the house burning. I'm worried about the dandelion in your lawn. Thanks so much for letting me speak my piece. I just can't believe how these people ignore the elephant in the room. Thank you.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you for calling in. Be safe down there in Oconomowoc. Again, some severe weather moving into Oconomowoc right now, into the Waukesha area as well for our listeners on WAUK. So the rain is welcome, as Bill said, but not the the severe weather. So be careful of that. Bill is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I had a great analogy about the house on fire and worried about a dandelion in the lawn. That's a perfect analogy. And also, Trigvi Olsen and I and Mr. Zomers were talking off the air between hours there. I'm sure he won't mind me saying what we talked about. But Trigvi said, this is going to get someone killed. To Bill's point, this is exciting violence. And this is something that is, well, at least my 30 years when I was a former Republican, as a former Republican, in my 30 years until I left the party in 2011, I don't ever remember going to a Republican event or hearing a Republican speaker where they were talking and okaying or condoning or trying to incite violence. And this part of it really began with Trump. I mean, it began with Trump in 2016. Started making fun of the disabled reporter. Started saying, you know, go ahead, hit him, the media, to his supporters. Go ahead, take him on. I'll pay your lawyer bills. I'll bail you out of jail. Of course, he never did. But this was condoning violence in politics in America. Of course, we've had violence in, you know, ask folks that went to the Pettus Bridge, right? There's been violence in politics in America, you know, since it began. Began with violence, right? I would say the right kind of violence then, a revolution, to get our independence from England. Unfortunate as it was, we had to endure violence in the Civil War that ultimately led to the Emancipation Proclamation and the freeing of slaves. But violence has been with our country, but not in modern times have we had a political party and major politicians calling for violence. And it began in 2016 with Trump. And now you got a guy like DeSantis who's going a step further and calling for as Mr. Zomer said, there's no other word for it, genocide, in taking out to exterminating a certain segment of the American population. A segment, by the way, there's a lot of stories every day, unfortunately as it is, about people who abuse kids or groom kids or go at target people. Usually those people belong to churches, are Republicans. It's not the drag people. It's not the drag queen up on the stage singing a song that's going after kids. No one's being hurt by people in gender-neutral bathrooms. But we don't hear Republicans going after those folks. As Trigvi Olsen said, this is something that is manufactured by the Republican Party. It is manufactured by Ron DeSantis. Because you know what they don't want to talk about? Their actual ideas for the country, the economy, your pocketbook. Because they don't really have any real agenda. Back with your calls and more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Wicked weather on the way for much of the nation, which means folk will be getting stranded at some airports, including Denver. Jordan Steele is with the Weather Channel.
Especially back up into the plains, we're going to be looking at some big storm coverage once we get into that 4, 5, 6 o'clock. Some wind damage. We also have that hail threat, and I anticipate that we will be tracking this even into tomorrow morning.
A bag of cocaine has been found by the Secret Service in the West Wing of the White House, which can be accessed by both visitors and staffers. WCBS-TV's Chanel Call.
It was discovered in a common workspace in the West Wing on Sunday night. The Secret Service is investigating how it got there. President Biden and his family were at Camp David Sunday night.
Several shark attacks over the past few days off Long Island are keeping beachgoers out of the water. This woman is thinking, nope.
I'm not going to go in the water today. I'm a chicken.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. One man is injured and four men are arrested after a target shooting incident near Elroy Sunday night. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says a man was shot in the leg and the bullet came from next door. Deputies found four people were target shooting without a proper backstop. That allowed stray bullets to travel across a highway and as far as 10 football fields away. The four men target shooting each faced seven felony counts of recklessly endangering safety. Part of the intersection of Skeels Avenue and Mall Drive in Eau Claire is closed today. You should be ready for lane restrictions on the westbound north lane of Skeels Avenue and Mall Drive north of Skeels. Crews are also working on an alley in downtown Eau Claire. It's east of Barstow Street from Main Street to Grand Avenue. The project should be done by the 21st. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back. It's the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our incomparable producer and engineer. Glad to have him back in the helm this hour. We are here with you on a Wednesday, hump day, July 5th, 2023, and still following some of this severe weather. I apologize to those on a statewide network here that are saying, I'm looking outside and it looks fine to me. Well, that's fantastic. But we're trying to keep everybody up to date on weather forecasts around the state of Wisconsin, severe that is. So very quickly, if you would allow me, for some of our listeners, particularly those on WMDX here in Madison, Wisconsin, also those who might be listening on WAUK over in Waukesha, Milwaukee, and WISS in Oshkosh in the Fox Valley, here quickly now are an update of our weather warning situations at this hour. Looks like a severe thunderstorm warning for the Stoughton area here in Dane County over into Rock County. So kind of from Stoughton up to Lake Mills and to Fort Atkinson, that severe thunderstorm warning going until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Dane County, south central Wisconsin, southwestern Jefferson County. Looks like a severe thunderstorm was located near Cambridge, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. This could have 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. So if you're in that area, say from Stoughton over to Fort Atkinson, Jefferson Lake Mills, in that path, severe thunderstorm warning until 3 p.m. Also, another thunderstorm warning active until 3 p.m. It kind of overlaps that, basically, the same general area in southeastern Dane County and southwestern Jefferson County, again, going until 3 p.m. And then the other severe thunderstorm warning right now, actually, it's now been downgraded a bit to a special weather statement, goes until 3 p.m. for places like Oconomowoc, Summit, Heartland, Pewaukee, and Waukesha, and it looks like we'll be moving into Brookfield if it's not there already, and that is for strong wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Some may exceed 40 miles per hour, and pea-sized hail there. So anywhere from Brookfield over to Mequon, Menominee Falls, Germantown, you could be in the line of that as well. That one going until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Severe. That's the special weather statement. And then we have a lot of marine warnings. If you are along the shoreline, or let's hope you're not out on the water at this hour, but from Racine up to Kenosha, just north of South Milwaukee, up to Whitefish Bay, and then further up along the shoreline, say from Port Washington to Belgium and Cedar Grove all the way up into Sheboygan and Manitowoc and Two Rivers, all along that shoreline, special marine warnings to stay off the water or get off the water and not be near the shoreline as severe storms are moving in that direction. Need the rain, but don't need all the severe weather. There is another line of storms just down in Illinois right now, which is headed northeast. So if you're, say, in the Freeport, Illinois area, and then going up into the Monroe, Wisconsin area in Greene County and over to Evansville, it's going to take another hour to 2 hours to get to you, but looks like another line of storms moving in that direction this afternoon. Let's clean up. Keep it here to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll continue to update you as the situation warrants. Let's get to a couple of texts. Appreciate those, our listeners this afternoon. One just down the road from our world headquarters here on University Avenue in Madison, Jeff in Shorewood says, well, we'll just paraphrase. He says, wow, boys, you make too much sense. My sister in Middleton turned me on to Civic Media 3 weeks ago. Not sure how much more common sense I can take. Signed, Jeff in Shorewood. Jeff, we appreciate those kind words. WMDX Radio here in Madison, thanks for tuning in and making us a part of your day. This one says, this is from a listener. This is also Jeff in Shorewood, listening on WAUK, actually. All right, very good. In Milwaukee. Oh, see, there's two Shorewoods. I thought it was the Shorewood down the street. It's the Shorewood.
No, yep, it's the other Shorewood.
Sorry, Jeff, I apologize. There's two Shorewoods in Wisconsin. So he's listening to WAUK in Milwaukee, Jeff in Shorewood down in southeast Wisconsin. He said, I DJ'd in clubs in college in Madison in the late 1980s, had a girlfriend who took me to a gay bar on West Washington Avenue and got hit on. Was always flattered, although not interested. Same after I came to Milwaukee in 1991, I used to hit LaCage now and again. Best dance music in town. But he says, it's not like gay dudes were trying to groom or rape me. He says, what the heck is wrong with those mega junior Republicans, Jeff in Shorewood. I think that's a great text. We appreciate that, Jeff in Shorewood, for texting that in. I mean, you know, if you're going to go to if you specifically go to a gay club, I mean, you're a good looking gentleman. I mean, somebody's going to ask you to dance, right? And all you got to do is say, hey, I appreciate the offer, but I'm not interested. And then people are going to say, all right, cool, dude, that's fine.
And if they're not, they're just a bad person.
Right.
And that happens at any bar.
It's no different than going to a heterosexual bar, right? I mean, look, it doesn't matter what bar you go to. If you go into a dance place where people are imbibing alcohol, it doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, or in between. There's always going to be a jerk in the crowd, right? And then, you know, you just, you know, hit them in the balls. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're a dude or a chick. If somebody's hitting on you, at some point, if they don't take no for an answer, you just give them a knee. That'll take care of it real quick. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom in Sauk County. Tom, thanks for joining us. What say you, sir?
Well, Todd, you're giving out these weather notices.
Yes.
And
real time. And I just thought that that was a really good illustration of why we need to save AM radio. And automakers are starting to look at removing AM from the radios in new cars. And there is a bipartisan, believe it or not, bipartisan bill in Congress that could say, no, you can't do that, because there are times when there's severe weather and there's other emergencies, and people, a lot of people still rely on AM radio.
It's a great point. I appreciate calling in, Tom, and I wanted to get to it today. Maybe we'll wait until tomorrow, but yes, I have some of that information, and you're right. I mean, things, when you have severe weather out there, you know, your internet's always, like Trigvy earlier, his power went out, didn't have internet, and it's a great example of why AM battery-operated radio is still essential for people, particularly, right, in rural Wisconsin.
All over the country, really.
Yeah, absolutely. How is the weather out there in Sauk today?
It's hot and humid, but no rain yet.
Why I got you on the phone, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because this is something I want to get into here. There's a great article saw over the weekend entitled, "Did the Pandemic Make Us Worse Drivers? Traffic fatalities have catapulted since the start of the pandemic. Here's what that means for your car insurance." Now, I moved this last week, and so I was on the road more than usual. And I'm telling you, I've lived in Madison on and off for 20, 25 plus years. I've never seen the Beltline just more like the Autobahn. And I am convinced people have gotten worse drivers. Do you believe that's the case?
It could be. I know my son is a teacher in middle school, and since the pandemic, those kids are behaving worse than before the pandemic.
Really?
So it wouldn't surprise me that drivers are driving worse. Yeah, there's just all kinds of issues that people have, and the pandemic brought a lot of that on.
Right?
Yeah. The issue with kids post-pandemic in school is awful. I have a lot of friends who are teachers or substitute teachers, and they were ready to pursue a career. Pandemic happened, and they're like, I want to do literally anything else now.
Yeah.
As much as I feel terrible for these kids and want to be there for them, there's only so much you can do.
But, and to that point, right, I mean, the pandemic, I mean, in some cases, kids were out for a year and a half. I mean, you get out of your habit. It's a completely different mindset.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I that's the only thing I can think of is, although there was that period during the shutdown when the roads were emptier and people were actually driving faster and their fatality rate was not going down because of that. And maybe people just held on to that kind of behavior.
Crazy. All right, Tom, thank you for calling. Anything else before I let you go?
Yeah. No.
All right. Thanks. Very good. Bye. Tom in Sauk County, appreciate you listening. Thank you so very much. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Tom raises a great point why AM radio is so important during severe weather times like this. And again, updating you a little bit to have several storms or weather warnings out there right now, a couple until 3 o'clock, so about another 20 minutes or so, particularly here in south central and eastern parts of the state, have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 3 p.m. Looks like for southeastern Dane County and southwestern Jefferson counties. Actually, literally, as I pull that up, it has now been canceled. So that is good news. That one in southeastern Dane and southwestern Jefferson County, that severe warning has been canceled. And it looks like the other one that kind of overlapped that has also been canceled. And now let me go over why we got you here. Let's just check over by, so that special weather statement now for places like New Berlin and Brookfield and Waukesha in that area. That one goes until 3:15. Looks like strong thunderstorms will impact portions of Ozaukee, Milwaukee, northeastern Waukesha, eastern Washington, and south central Sheboygan counties through 3:15 p.m. So basically, the kind of that whole southeastern part of the state, at least north of Racine and Kenosha. So again, if you're in Ozaukee, Milwaukee, northeastern Waukesha, or eastern Washington counties or central Sheboygan counties, be aware that there are very not quite severe levels, but up to 60 mile per hour winds, pea-sized hail in some places. So be aware of that. Again, rain welcome, severe thunderstorms not so much. Another listener texting in, and by the way, with the new Civic Media app, you can text or call in. You don't have to even remember the number. If you don't have it, go to your app store in your cell phone, on your smartphone, either Apple or Android. Type in Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. All right? It'll come up. Takes you less than a minute to download it. It's free. That's what Gail King calls a deal. And you can take Mr. Zomers or whoever every afternoon with you on the Civic Media Radio Network. A great way to keep in touch with what's going on weather-wise and news-wise as well on the Civic Media app. But it has a little icon, so you can just punch the phone and call in, or you can text us. Here's a listener in Madison, WMDX Radio, here in Madison. This listener says, I asked a Republican over the weekend if he's okay with banning books. He said, quote, are you okay with first graders reading Playboy, unquote. The listener says, I was speechless. I mean, let me just tell you, there are no Playboy magazines in grade school libraries. I don't know any Playboy magazines in any public or any school library. It's just not there. Okay, it's just not, I mean, comments like that are just what's crazy.
It just shows a complete divorce from reality. It's yes. Just like one of my good friends from Manitowoc always said, whenever one of us would talk about our, we both had at least one, like, conservative grandparent.
Yeah.
And it's, you can have a conversation and an argument with somebody who has a different opinion from you, and you can't have a discussion with someone who lives in a different reality. Right. And somebody who thinks that first graders have access to Playboy at their grade school libraries has no basis in
real life. They've never been in a grade school library. They don't know a grade school librarian. Thank you for the text. We appreciate that. Whoever it was that sent it in, always welcome your texts and your phone calls as well via the Civic Media app, or give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We're going to pick up the story on the other side here. Do you believe that the pandemic has made us worse drivers? I'm going to bring you some stats from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This shows a fairly dramatic increase over 2019 by more than 6,000 deaths. Has it been all this cooped up energy? And as our caller said, Tom, is it that people kind of forgotten how to drive during the pandemic? What is it? Why are there more accidents? Why aren't people less patient on the roadways? Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Take your calls on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person to cross the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show. It is now 2:50. Check that on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Coming up at the top of the hour, news and weather for you. And then don't miss it. It is Matt Flynn direct, an all-new show. He is going to be ready and loaded for bear to go through all of the weekend news with you, the holiday news. Take it from a legal expert, Matt Flynn direct, coming to you after the news at 3 o'clock. With our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. And then, of course, after that, at 4 o'clock, it's Never Personal, Only Politics. It's the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom from 4 until 6. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show. At 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And then coming up a little bit later on, and after Rick Smith, is our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Do not want to miss it. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Had a couple of calls there during the break we weren't able to get to, but if you are calling, try back because we'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Our callers are fantastic indeed. Let's go to Nick in Madison. Nick, go right ahead.
Hey, we didn't have Playboy books in first grade, but I'll tell you, second grade, my best friend's dad had a stack, and somehow we must have thought that mom and dad weren't coming home because we were comfortable enough to take the stack and sit on the picnic table outside and look at them, and we really enjoyed it. I don't know where the parents were, where we didn't think they were coming around. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, and then as far as the driving, I've been commuting and driving as part of my job for the last 20-plus years. I have a theory that when the whole talk of defunding the police and all that, yeah, whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. I kind of feel like maybe they look the other way on stuff they didn't used to, and maybe people pick up that. Kind of like, you know, if you don't want us, we're not going to stop the speeders. We're not going to. All of a sudden, people started running stop signs.
Wow, yeah, I know, right?
That just started in the last 3 or 4 years, and it blows my mind, and I'm probably going to get in trouble, you know, saying something to somebody when they go by my window. But, I have that theory, I don't know. And, you know, people have always driven fast or whatever, but that's my take.
Nick, I appreciate you calling in. I'm not going to name my friend or out my friend, but one of my friend's dad had a stack of Playboy as well. And, you know, we used to find those and look at those. So you're absolutely, they're not getting Playboy in the grade schools. They're getting Playboy from their dad's closet or the bathroom or whatever. You're absolutely right. And the driving thing, I agree with you on as well. I mean, the stop signs, I've seen it too. People just blowing through stop signs more often. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's go to the phones now. And my colleague and one of the people, I just hear her name, I hear her voice, and it makes me smile. Let's go to Milwaukee, and we have our very own Jane Matinier from As Goes Wisconsin. Jane, always great to hear from you. What say you, my friend?
Oh, God, I just want you to know, if you're in Waukesha County or even heading into Milwaukee County, it is pouring so hard. Visibility is terrible. There's some major ponding along sections of Blue Mound Road.
Okay.
And people still want to go 50 miles an hour.
Oh, my
That's
God.
A really bad idea.
Yeah,
I pulled off a Blue Mound and pulled into some little subdivision because you can't see anything. And with that standing water, you hit one of these puddles, then you really can't see anything.
I appreciate you calling in. This is a live report from our colleague from WAUK, J. Matt Nair, doing the news down there. Also joins Kristen Bry every day from 10 until noon on As Goes Wisconsin on this report. Looking, Jane, at the radar right now, looks like there is just really heavy rains right now in real time. Brookfield over to West Allis, right into Whitefish Bay and Shorewood. So if you're in any of those areas, like you say, pull over, right? Because you get all this, what do they call it? Hydroplaning when the rain comes down like that.
And another thing, too, and this is my scoldy moment.
Yes.
Turn on your lights.
Yes. Right? Why do people think that? It's like a challenge, right? Oh, I don't have to turn my lights on yet.
It's actually a state law that if your wipers are on, your lights have to be on. So do me a favor, everybody, and turn on your freaking lights. Everyone would really appreciate it.
I love it. Jane Matinier does not mince words. She tells it like it is.
Well, thank you for that cleansing moment, Todd. Have a good show.
Well, it's always great to hear from you, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Jay Matinier in Waukesha, Brookfield area right now. Again, if you're in Brookfield, Waukesha, in southeast Wisconsin, drive carefully, man. Just slow down, pull off, and as Jane said, put your freaking lights on and use some caution. You can't be going, 65, 70 miles per hour in a storm. So use some caution with that. Let's go quickly to Tom in Milwaukee to the phones. Tom, what say you, sir?
Hi there. Really quick. Yeah, the weather is here. I'm on 50th and Center Street heading west. It is pouring, and there is stuff, garbage cans and stuff flying all over the place. It's really bad here right now. I just wanted to make a comment about driving. Milwaukee Public Schools got rid of teaching driver's ed. Oh. And I believe people are driving this way because they're learning to drive playing Grand Theft Auto.
Wow. That is a hot take, and I never thought about that, but you might be right.
They drive just like that. I mean, they're hitting curbs, they're running streets, they're running from people, they're just driving on sidewalks, and I see that now. I really believe that's how kids today are learning how to drive.
That is absolutely fascinating, Tom. I hadn't thought about that, but you know what? I think there's something to it. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, thanks for the call, Tom, and thanks for the report weather as well. We appreciate you listening down there on WAUK in Milwaukee, Waukesha area, Tom. Let's go to Karina, quickly in Milwaukee. Karina, you got about a minute here. Go ahead.
Well, about the driving, you're absolutely right. People do not drive the same way they did before COVID, and I think it's irritation. It's an irritation of that. They are out of their bubble, and they have to pay attention to what is going on. And it's not anymore just push up a button or pick up the phone or turn off the screen or something like that. You actually have to deal with people. And for some reason, because people don't deal with people very well naturally, right. I think they lost it. They completely lost it because you can see that they are showing you a finger when it's a green light and you are not moving, it's going anywhere greener. Okay.
Thank you,
not
Karina.
Greener.
I get it. I'm sorry, short on time, but thank you so much. Appreciate it, Karina in Milwaukee. Couple of quick texts from WMDX here in Madison. I think there are less police on the road, making us fear going fast. Interesting point. And also from Monroe, Wisconsin, some cars actually have it with their automated lights where it's still bright enough to not turn on your lights. My other half had a gray car that did that when he thought his lights were on, and I followed behind him, and I had to say, turn on the lights. All right, good point there. It could be automation. I appreciate everybody for calling in, everybody for listening. That's what makes this show tick. That's what makes Civic Media tick. It is you. Our appreciation to Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson for being our guest, to Mr. Aaron Zommers, producer extraordinaire, and of course, for you for listening. Stay tuned next, Matt Flynn Direct. Not going to want to miss it. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.